there, crouched beneath one of Sally Mae's reject chairs. I waited and listened.
Moron! Idiot!
I could hear the rumble of an angry voice in the distance. And then, a deep, throbbing silence.
Boy, that had been a close call.
I slithered my way out from under the chair and crept over to the big sliding doors, which had been left open just wide enough for a dog to squirt himself through. I peered out the door and looked in all directions. I heard footsteps coming. I was about to dart back inside and take cover when I saw... It was only Pete, not Monster Woman. I stepped outside on trembling legs and took a deep quivering gulp of fresh air. Pete came towards me, rubbing his way down the side of the shed.
My goodness, Hanky, what happened?
Pete, you won't believe this. I told him the story, every last chilling detail. He listened with eyes that grew wider and more astonished by the second.
Oh, mercy me! Monster Woman?
He gasped, placing a paw over his heart.
I'm amazed that you survived, Hanky.
Yeah, well, it never hurts to be a great athlete and to be in top physical condition. But where did she come from, Pete? How did she manage to steal Sally Mae's car?
Pete rolled his eyes around and curled his tail around his haunches.
Well, Hanky, I saw the whole thing.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We cats are very observant, you know.
Okay, let's get on with the debriefing and be brief. I need facts, details.
Well, let me think. When you ran around the north side of the house, Sally Mae was driving up the hill in front of the house.
Yes, yes. Something happened in front of the house? Hurry, Pete. I'm beginning to see a pattern here.
Well, when Sally Mae drove in front of the house, this huge woman-like creature swooped down from a tree and...
Whoa, stop right there.
I began pacing as I often do when my mind is chasing clues.
You said huge, Pete. How huge?
Oh, 7 feet tall. Maybe 8 feet tall.
That checks out. Okay, you called her a woman-like creature. Is it possible that this phantom you saw was actually Monster Woman?
You know, Hanky, I never would have thought of that, but